Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. When you
finish that.
So if you haven't already, sign up for TVX. The link is in our bio on Instagram, but we know there's a couple of people having difficulties with it. The best thing to do is, if you listen on Apple, go into the Talking Bollocks feed, you hit subscribe, that'll bring you to a payments page. You can pick monthly or annually, and then from there you put your details in. If you listen on Spotify, type in TBX, click into that feed, you click the lock icon on one of the episodes, and then you click, I think it's learn more, or you click the green button, you put your details in, and then you go through that, sign up in the email there, and that should be it, yeah.
And as of now, the video is only on Spotify.
Yes.
So if you're looking to see the full videos of the main episodes, that's only on Spotify, so just be aware of that.
We had a great feedback from the first week. We had a serious amount of people sign up, and it was actually a surprise to us that we went to number one in the country, which is a testament to everyone who's listened and who has signed up, because them charts on Spotify go by new listeners, and the fact that every single person who has listened to that has had to sign up and pay €4 a month, that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It doesn't go unnoticed, and we're really excited and looking forward to filling in the content that's behind TBX. We've had a few ideas and probably come out soon, but yeah, get over to TBX and find out more.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately.
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for anything.
Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it. I think it's time to swear it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Alan looked at you when you looked at me. Funny there, boys.
Go on. No, we didn't.
He has this thing again where he's going to be like, you still were planning something, even though like,
yeah. I was here before you, and yeah. Now nothing was planned.
Yeah.
This is what texting each other on this lie.
We did get a text from someone.
Oh yeah, give us this there. Yeah.
So what's this one?
I don't know what's coming here.
Oh there?
Oh yeah, I have an idea.
I have no clue. Better not be about me.
Sick. And there's a separate issue that we need to bring up as well, don't we?
Yeah, of course.
About him. After this.
So
what did I do? Just hang on there, we'll get to it.
I'm going to look up this fella.
I know where it is. Yesterday.
Who knows, it could have been tomorrow, yeah. Terence, with the way things are with you. So some fella saying, just saying, Terry goes from being sick for 2 days last year in episode 2 to being in hospital for a few weeks, right? And I was like, I'm not allowed to be sick. And this fella says, Terence sneezes from hay fever and I'm covering 6 bonus episodes on my own.
I don't care at all, what?
Basically saying, yeah. You're always sick.
No, but it's not true, is it?
I reckon we could pull up statistics on of like how many days Terence has been sick versus how many days I've been sick, and then the grief factor of both. Because I got it in the neck a couple of weeks ago.
At least he was properly sick though.
I showed up.
He had a brain thing.
He had a sore throat as well before.
Yeah, but that was 3 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
No, but okay. No. Is he on about the statement that he made?
I'm just going to bring him back down.
Owen.
Humble him there, will you? About the thing that we have. I'm not having him being on his high horse for this episode. Humble him.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow?
Could be today.
So I just put in a message saying...
But can I point out before you start that we had a very busy day the previous day? Oh, that's the busiest day I've had in a long time.
But you went to bed then and it was a new day.
Yeah, but because we were so busy, does it?
No, I'm not having it. So you have a hangover from walking is what you're saying.
So yesterday, I texted into the WhatsApp group that I said, I looked at the numbers from the bonus episode and I said, that's the biggest release day audience we've had for a bonus episode in about 6 months or something. You know, the Caterpillar mystery, I think, has attracted people big time. I sent this message about, 10:45?
Yeah.
So Terry writes back, Jesus, in 45 minutes. How'd you figure that out already?
The best part is no one replies for the whole day.
I was sitting there for ages going, what is he on about? you were the same as well, right?
Yeah, I was standing in my kitchen, I read the message, right? Thought about it again and locked my phone, just put it in my pocket. I said, you know what, I don't even care.
And then it hit me. This was yesterday, which is Wednesday. Tuesday is the day the episode comes out. So it hit me. I was like, Terrence thinks today is Tuesday.
Yeah. But this is probably the sixth time this year.
It's happening a lot lately.
A lot, Terry. It's actually worrying.
You keep forgetting what day it is.
Yeah. It's actually very worrying.
But not even just that. Even the Dara O'Brien thing and all, boys. I've had a few mishaps at times and days lately and I don't know what it is. And here, I have the most structure ever in my life right now, man, except for this.
And then this week, we had Kyla Cobbler on, but we didn't record an intro, so we had to go back and record an intro. And you had a nightmare with that as well.
Oh, I fucked up there big time, didn't I?
Big time.
I'm going to see if I can get that audio. And if I can, I'm going to drop it in here.
So we're doing this in the future, but does that make sense? For the past, no? For the past, for the future? Anyways, this is later on in life. It's Kyla Cobbler today, yeah? So enjoy.
Look, if he had to stop talking 30 seconds ago, he had the perfect intro done.
Didn't have an idea.
And he's just arguing with himself.
I can hear people in the back, like Kim and Ogs, I'm talking to the mic, do you get me? I can hear him talking. I can nearly hear Siobhan's eye rolls in the producer room. Everyone's just like, what is he on about? Like,
but do you know what the thing is? If you just stopped talking, you wouldn't dig a hole. You don't need to go any further.
I do that.
You know what I mean? Like, this stops here, but he just keeps going.
I do it in here a lot as well. Because do you know when I know that I do it. You know, if I say something and you just don't answer, I think I get awkward. So I start talking more and making myself look guilty on things that I'm definitely innocent on as well.
Okay, let's see. What have we got for you? From Mick.
Right.
All right. No location, no?
No.
Just Mick.
Just Mick.
All right.
Mick, Mick says, what's the best invention ever?
Ever?
The air fryer is up there.
That's a good show. That's a good show.
The air fryer is up there, boys. You can cook a stew in an air fryer. Honestly, you can cook anything in an air fryer.
They are class.
I do a fry in the air fryer.
I've heard of that, yeah. Stew was the one that caught me off guard.
You can cook anything. I swear to God, we done pizza center last night. Unreal, me.
How Ninja. Big is the fucking air fryer?
Big W, 10.4 litre tray on it.
Of course it is.
Good fella. New contract.
What's going on here?
New contracts.
All the little heads and the nods and what have you.
New contracts and little promotions getting the hand out all over.
He didn't get the memo, did he?
Oh, boys.
The turn showed up on a Saturday to sign up for the Friday. Well, anyways, yeah, the air fryer will be hard, bet. What else is a good one?
It's definitely the phone, boys. Like, if you're talking, really, it has to be phones. iPhones and our smartphones.
The interwebs, not a bad shout either.
I'll go back further. The printing press.
All right, on.
What's the printing press?
Printed.
Big journalist heading
printing
them.
Printing papers. Like,
I'll tell you what, it's a money maker, isn't it?
That started in, when was that invented?
1850.
Mr. Gutenberg.
Earlier than 1850.
Johannes Gutenberg in 1439. The first mechanized printing press in Europe.
Yeah.
But from that point, all the other inventions after that point are only communicated around the world because they can be printed and mass produced, and all the kind of revolutions and the Reformation, the breakup of the Catholic Church and the invention of Protestant religion and basically the whole structure of the world, the foundation of America.
And you're on about newspapers?
Not even newspapers, just the printing press. So people could go and print up on a page, but they could make thousands of copies and distribute it. And it was the first time anyone could spread ideas beyond their own immediate circle.
Most people couldn't even read back then.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you could read back then, you were like high level. That was upper class, being able to read back then.
And also, yeah, it makes books used to have to be obviously written by
hand. They're going to die out on, are they?
Printing presses?
Yeah, they will.
No, because you have to print books and leaflets and posters.
I don't know. I think people...
You're thinking of the newspaper.
Newspapers
will probably die out, yeah.
Maybe it's just because I remember a time when everything was physical media, but I do feel like a lot of people are getting really sick of nothing being real anymore. Not being able to hold things you own. Not even being able to own stuff anymore. You can't only just rent stuff from big companies now, don't you? You pay a subscription. You don't just go and buy something and have it yourself. Even your music, your Spotify or whatever. You don't have your own music collection. You stop paying that, you've lost all your music. You don't have any music. Same as your films, you stop paying Netflix, you haven't got any films. You used to have DVDs, things like that. I think people miss having all that stuff. So I think there'll always be people who want real books. And
books is a bit different though, I think, stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To like music and stuff like that.
You think?
Yeah, physical papers will all be online.
You buy a newspaper tomorrow, it's out of date. No use, silly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas a book, you can go back and read a book.
That's where they're bringing out a new one tomorrow for you.
Yeah, medium villa.
What's tomorrow?
No. Tomorrow's Friday, Terry. Make a note of that. Set reminder on your phone.
I wasn't listening. Good shout, Owen. Mad intellectual shout, are you?
Question for you. This is from John. He says, I was chatting to my girlfriend lately. She's from town, but I'm a culchie. I brought up a memory I have of going to the mobile cinema.
No. So stop on.
No.
I'm leaving.
This is brilliant. This is news to me. safe to say, she had never heard of it.
It's like something out of Simpsons.
It was basically... Yes. It was basically a truck that used to pull up in the car park and charge you a fiver to watch a film in. It got me thinking about other businesses like that. Ice cream trucks, mobile dog groomers, etc. What business do you think should be on wheels? That's from John.
That's not real. That is not a real thing. My bollocks, boys. A mobile pictures. Are you mad? If someone pulled up back in the day and I said, Mark, give us a fiver, some fella sent me in the back of his van to watch a film. Are you mad? Come on, Terry. Say that out loud. That's not real. It's like The Simpsons. Your man pulls up with a swimming pool in the back. That's not fucking
real. Yeah, that's not a bad... That's not a bad joke for it. The question is, what would you think is good?
The swimming pool?
A sunny day.
Yeah.
Fan pulls up, little swimming pool in the back. Oh, you couldn't have it in the back, could you?
You can tell he never seen The Simpsons, can you? It's your whole Simpsons episode about that.
Yeah, I'm at the taking that off you.
It's in The Simpsons.
Oh, sorry.
You're like, that's not a bad idea. That's where I got it from.
The mobile cinema. I'm going to call our resident.
Culture.
Our representative of the country.
Who's this?
Siobhan.
Yeah. On air?
She's snappish.
I'm just going to see.
Is she a mug?
Siobhan is from Connemara. If anyone knows about mobile cinemas.
I'm surprised I hadn't got a fucking Ford and Doyle town.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Siobhan. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi, how are you?
You're on Talking More Bollocks. Just a very quick question for you here. Just a yes or no answer. Are mobile cinemas a real thing?
Yeah.
No, Siobhan, I'm not having it. You're just lying for the content for the podcast, and I appreciate it.
I saw Brother Bear and I saw Twilight in mobile cinema.
Twilight?
What does it look like, Siobhan? What is it? Is it a van? Is it a bus?
Like a big truck. A big truck with a stairs up and then you sit in the back.
Stairs in the truck?
No, like a stairs that gets put up, obviously, like when they land or whatever. Kind of like, you know, like a festival or something where they'd have the side of the truck up.
Yeah. Like a stage.
No, you're in the truck. Like you're in the,
you're in
back
the truck.
Of the truck.
You're in the truck? And ask her who owns the truck.
Yeah.
She's on speakerphone, ask her yourself.
Oh, Siobhan, who owns the truck, like?
I don't know, it drives around and then it'd like park up in the car. Three or four nights.
Siobhan, let me stop you.
That's high risk in terms of like child safety, no?
Low reward as well for the films.
Well, Brother Bear was pretty good. It's the mobile cinema. It's not like a strange company. Everybody.
He is a stranger.
Thank you, Siobhan.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's high risk, low reward.
He even hangs up like a culty, doesn't he? Bye.
Fucking culties.
Oh.
No, in a good way.
I'm going to ring a culty.
Oh, here we go.
That's true, yeah.
I'm not ringing Amy.
Have I any culties to ring? I reckon we should all just ring culties, yeah.
I'm going to ring Connor.
Put them all on the phone to each other. Three-way call.
Yeah.
We should all just ring culties.
Yeah.
Hello.
Connor Kernan.
Kevin O'Brien, what is the fuck?
You're live on the podcast. I have a question for you.
Jesus, all right, cool.
Have you ever heard of a mobile cinema?
I could guess what it is. I'm assuming it. Cinema that drives around place to place.
Yeah, so you never heard of one, like it's not a thing growing up, you didn't have one, like.
No.
Right. We've got on the phone to another culture and they said they have heard of one. But and she was from Galway and a listener. Where's the listener from? He didn't say. Newly found father, Conor Kernan, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Am I on loudspeaker?
You are indeed.
Am I on the brand new premium podcast?
No, no, you're not that good, Jay.
We're free.
We'll leave you on the bonus episode.
Right, because I
want to
cut of that if I was.
What should you do? You still have your communion money, you miserable bastard. Right, go on, Connor.
You know what I'm doing, just as you ring me?
What?
On Amazon, I bought a little battery tester.
Right.
And I've got a bag of about 100 batteries, and I'm trying to figure out which ones have voltage in them and which ones don't.
Do you ever think about... No, go on to Amazon and see if you can get something to see where you are on the spectrum, because that is not right.
I thought you were going to say, do you ever think about going out and touching grass?
Yeah, no, do you ever hear... Do you know the way that was a mobile cinema? You said it was like a big truck that drives around.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear the noise of a truck when it's in reverse?
Beep, beep, beep.
The oldest one in the book, isn't it?
I love doing it. You'd be fuming. Do we have any other cultures that we know? Karen's gone through his phone book.
I'm only on D and I've been gone for a while.
Siobhan has just texted me a picture of...
No, she didn't.
No, man.
Cinemobile Galway.
Is she in it?
Cinemobile.
She's not in it.
I thought it was like a selfie in the book. She's 11.
Brother Bear. Brother Bear with me. Brother Bear. Hold on, brother.
Oi. Answer the question anyway.
What?
John's question.
What
business would
pill.
You put on wheels? Swimming pool, okay. You?
I was thinking about the restaurant, but then I was like, what's the difference of just sitting in your gaff?
How big is the truck going? How many people is he getting into the truck?
Is it like a lorry? Like a truck that delivers goods, one of them yokes?
Yeah, it's a big 18-wheeler.
Can we ring Ed
in the world?
The thing is, actually, could get... Ring Ed on, please.
Let's ring Ed.
One more call.
We'll ring him. We'll ring Ed.
Ring Ed.
Well, you ring Ed there.
Ed Smith's a legend, by the way. Wait, he's going to answer the phone in a very comedic fashion, I bet you, right? Watch.
He's going to call you Gavin, right?
I hope he just blanks you.
Calvin.
Ed Smith.
What's the vibes?
You're live on the Talking More Bollocks.
Am I? Right now?
Right now, this second.
Hold on, can I put some pants on?
Come here.
No, I won't bother.
No, you're grand. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Come here, I have a question for you.
Go on.
Have you ever heard of the mobile cinema?
God, yes. Down the country, I think it was a thing where we'd pull up into a village and people would climb in and watch. I remember the mobile library as well.
Are the mobile libraries in Dublin?
This is news to us,
yeah.
Ed.
So, yeah, it would be. A mobile library would pull up into the village and people would climb into it. It's like a big, like a horse box type thing.
And what about the cinema? And what about the cinema?
The cinema was probably before my time, but I had heard of it, yeah.
Well, we know somebody who you walk with who is a bit younger than you who has been to a mobile cinema.
Can I guess who that is?
Yeah.
Are they from Galway?
They are indeed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Siobhan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. But yes, I would prefer maybe more to go with anything. You know, you would know what to be up to down there.
Ed, you're a legend. Do you know what the funny thing is? You're going to have to edit this podcast. So the longer you stay on the phone. What? This is live on the podcast.
Oh my God. Live on the podcast?
Yeah.
I must explain to you how podcasts work.
Leave all this in, Ed. The funny thing is, you're making your job longer, but the more you stay on the phone.
The entire episode around this.
Go on, Ed, you're a legend. Have a great evening, pal.
Good luck, man. Cheers, man. Thanks a million.
Here's Ed.
He's a legend.
There you go.
So the mobile cinema on.
Mobile cinema.
Do you know what I love about it? He was like, oh, that was way before my time, and like Siobhan's younger than us.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's coming up on it like.
And Ed's about 63. I just said that because I know he's going to listen.
I have a question for you.
Let me give my one, because if it doesn't work, we can fall back on yours. Right?
Go on.
We're talking about weight earlier.
Uh-huh.
Can we just... Shout out to Darden Conway. He looks great.
Looks fantastic.
He said he's had to lose a lot of weight.
Yep.
He fucking looks it.
He does.
So you go into a bakery. Yeah. And the baker puts a tray of donuts in front of you. Every donut you eat, you get 100 grand. But you put on 10 pounds. And the only way you can lose the weight is naturally. So you have to go to the gym. You have to diet. You have to walk. You can't go Ozempic. You can't get the gastric band. You can't get surgery. You have to lose the weight yourself. Mm-hmm. 10 pounds. So 10 pounds is 4.5 kilo.
How many are you eating?
How many are you eating?
40.
40 donuts?
Yeah.
Hang on, what's...
You're putting on 160 kilo.
Why would you eat any?
You get 100 grand.
100 grand if you eat it.
Oh,
but every donut you eat, you get 100 grand. But
this is like the
pounds.
Grape question.
Sorry, I didn't realise it was
No, the
four.
Grape one was death.
4.5 kilo.
But you have to lose it a normal way. You can't, like, the only way you're losing that weight,
I'd be willing to put on 40 kilo, is what I meant to say.
So it's 4.5 kilo for every.
So 100 pounds you're putting on?
Yeah, well, I'm putting on 40 kilo and I'm getting a million.
45 technically, yeah. 40, say 45
yeah.
kilo. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm willing to do.
Or £1 million? What you know?
A million? I'm 82 now.
So 126 kilo.
Mm.
That's.
But it's cuttable. It's definitely doable.
You imagine the state your body's going to be in after that.
I know. You can get a good PT out of a million though. I can get a PT, can't I?
Of course you can get a PT. Yeah, it's going to be the only way you lose, isn't it?
We had a guest on, Carla Fitzgerald. What weight was she?
Oh, Jesus. I can't remember. What did she say she was?
I can't remember what she was.
She lost half her body weight.
She lost half of her body weight.
Yeah.
Walking. The woman walks every day. Lost half her body weight. I'm willing to take that gamble.
For £1 million?
Yeah. I feel like I have the desire to cut it as well, to do it. I feel like a lot of people who are overweight struggle to exercise and stuff like that. They probably feel like they're too far gone. Yeah. Where I don't, I reckon I could do that, have the million in the bank and go, right, now it's
I've lost
it's a
about
exercise and the motivation to exercise. That's hard when you're like.
It's obviously harder when you're in
a slump. And when you have £1 million in the bank.
Yeah.
When you're in silk sheets, you can't get out and run that old young.
Marvin Hagler over there. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I just take the one.
What?
I'd be happy with 100 grand.
Four kilo only.
4.5 kilo. I've lost 4.5 kilo this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I've lost.
About 5 kilo I've lost this year, and I'd be happy with that. And because 91 kilo is the heaviest I've ever been. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. So imagine me adding onto that again. I'd be like, fuck, what does that look like?
Let me be honest, right? I was 88 kilo in January. I'm 82 now, yeah. When I was 88 kilo, boys, I felt every bit of 88 kilo.
So you want to add another 40 onto that?
But I think it's because my body was always so used to being 75 kilo. So when I was 88 and I tried to run, oh, your ankles, your knees, your joints.
Well, imagine is you're going to have the physical effects. So you're going to have the skin, the saggy skin, all this.
Yeah.
You might even have brittle bones as well. What are you, many are you eating?
I think.
Nah, I'd go 20 kilo. I'd eat four donuts, 4.5 donuts, I mean. 4 donuts. I'll go 4 donuts.
Yeah, I think.
You do 20. That's not that drastic.
Maybe, yeah, 3, maybe 4. Yeah.
300 grand. But boys, I'm thinking
well,
of that money.
300 grand is fucking. In the grand scheme of things, 300 grand is not bleeding.
Boys, you know it's bleeding buttons.
Yeah.
It's buttons. Don't even get me started. I had a big argument. All of us had a big argument the other day. And like, what would you be able to live off? Never have to work again. Never have to earn an income again.
Someone didn't say 100 grand.
No, they didn't, no. But like, my point is 2 million is nowhere near enough.
No.
Especially because understanding, like, the more money you have, the your lifestyle, even if you don't mean it, it's just going to go up gradually every time. You're going to buy a house, you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy a nice car, though. Your clothes, you're going to go shopping every now and then.
Time we've walked down.
You're going to buy a second telly. Lifestyle
fourth,
creep, they call it.
Car.
Four telly.
Okay. Yeah, you are like the poster child for lifestyle creep, aren't you? A few quid. Buying tellies and cars you don't even need.
That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us loads of questions. Fucking dial it. And you want the Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. And don't forget, go over and sign up at TBX as well if you want even more bonus episodes. Full video to make, loads of stuff over there. So yeah, I think that's it. Is our own, yeah?
Hey, goes out.
Yep.
Hey, goes out. Boom.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately.
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges, and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for that.
Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The Hypnotizer.
Go down.